but on Raw they show a SmackDown rebound, and on SmackDown they show a Raw rebound. You don't get two rebounds on those shows, and they're 2 hours. They could do it, but they're shoving these two highlights.
But that's just something. That's just something that's like, you know, it kind of don't make no sense.
That affects ratings, though. I mean, people see that and they're like, you know, they know most likely the way the show goes, it's going to be a commercial after it, so they're getting a jump on the commercial. They know what happened on Raw, or they know, or at least most people that are watching ECW, sure they know what happened on Raw and SmackDown. So they go backstage, they show Braden Walker walking backstage, getting ready for a match. Go to commercial, they come back, they show 24/7 flashback with Stone Cold attacking Sergeant Slaughter. Again, showing classic stuff, or just showing stuff from an era that's just far exceeds what's going on now. It's, again, like I said, on SmackDown, it's just a little risky to do that, I think. But so in match number three, Braden Walker versus James Curtis. And my first thought after about 2 minutes of this match, even though it was just complete basic stuff, James Curtis should be the regular. He's a real tooth chipper. But he should be the one. They talked him up like he seems like maybe he's going to stick around, and he had the match against Evan Bourne a few weeks ago.
Is he not a part of the New Talent Initiative as well?
Not really.
I guess not really.
He is, but he's not. I mean, he's just losing. He can be. Why would we take? He lost to Braden Walker and Matt Bourne.
And worst of all, lost to
Braden Walker, right? You know, so the crowd got a little antsy. A couple boring chants. It was pretty boring. Just very basic stuff. Lots of arm bars and, arm ringers.
Trev,
mm-hmm.
Does he not have the sweetest clotheslines you've ever witnessed in your life?
Ooh.
I hate, sweet in a negative way, too.
sweet, yeah.
Yo, yeah. I hate what he does at clotheslines, man, I swear.
And I know he makes all left-handed people look bad. I know you don't like
and
him.
That's what I'm saying, and especially, you know, well, sick of him, not do no slap with your hand.
Go ahead with that left hand.
All right, whatever.
You're a center in the eyes of the church.
Yeah, right? Like, they still burn it back in the day. At the stake.
At the stake. Anyway, finish came after Perfect Plex, Fisherman Suplex. Just not out of nowhere,
that was a poorly executed perfect Braden Plex, Steve, too.
Braden
really.
Plex? I guess. The Wildcat Plex? Yeah.
You can't do that. You can't.
It was what it was. But again, he won in 2 minutes. So that was your wrestling main event. You know, 2 minute Braden Walker, James Curtis match. So next we go to the TV main event. The Dirt Sheet, the debut. I thought they had a real good intro. That graphic and the voice behind it for the Dirt Sheet.
I like that too.
Decent. And I'm really glad they seem to be keeping guys together.
Well, they have a very good chemistry, it seems like, you know?
Yeah, and they're different enough, but you know, they had that same similar kind of
jerk.
Douchebag kind of persona.
Yeah.
You know, but in different ways.
But in different ways, yeah.
Did you hear the ladies go nuts when he took his showed his
stomach? His abs got the hugest pop. It was a little pop, but it was a bit, you know, it was short.
That was
big
very
pop.
Noticeable. It was very high-pitched, but very noticeable. And you heard a few boos, like, boo, whatever. So, are we really supposed to believe John Morrison was offered $15 million for pictures of him?
Yeah, but you see that you have to watch the Dirt Sheet. He says stupid shit like that all the time at the beginning of it. So.
Okay. See, yeah, you just and then when they did the whole Mark Henry stuff it was just first of all, like Matt Hardy said later, I'm thinking about Conan, and the Schwarzenegger bit and all his the stuff he does.
This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.